Yabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in the midst of, we're going to do a little short on the Silas Yisharim so that we can end a little bit earlier today. So we are picking up in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph. So I apologize. I'll give you the page location in the red edition. It's in the red edition. It's page Kuf. Pretty much right in the middle of the page, or towards, actually it's the bottom half of the page, right by footnote number 33. So the Ramchal writes, V'hadin nosim. And remember again, the topic over here in Mid of Nikios is the Ramchal discussing this idea that although it is possible to go ahead and avoid certain overt sin, there are certain things that are exceptionally nuanced that are much more difficult to purge ourselves of. And compounded difficulty is the fact that sometimes we don't even realize that what it is that we're doing is wrong. And even if I realize that what I'm doing is wrong, because it's relatively, quote-unquote, on the minor side, I have ways of justifying it to myself. The Midah of Nikias, of course, is that I go in and try to identify even these relatively minor infractions in an effort to go ahead and totally cleanse myself of that which is negative. So the Ramchal, and remember, one of the examples that he's giving, that he's been focusing on now for a while, is gezel, is theft. So he says, v'hadin nosin, ki hare gezel chefetz, gezel, v'gezel zman, gezel. So if you steal an object, it's theft. You steal someone's time, it's theft. Ma gozel esa chefetz, v'ose b'mitzvah, na'ase sanegoro kategoro, af gozel esa zman, v'ose b'mitzvah, Na'ase sanigore kategore. And I will say, in the same way that sometimes we feel that the end justifies the means, right? And sometimes we feel that we have an ability to go ahead and do things that may be somewhat wrong, right? In an effort to go ahead and, good morning everyone, in the effort to go ahead and, you know, do something. Go down, you know, the classic example is, you know, I steal someone's lulav, but I want to use it on yontiv. Or I go ahead and I steal wood and I make it into a sukkah. Or I steal flour, I bake it into matzah. So the Ramchal points out that, again, obviously all of these situations, ain't sanigoro na'ase kategoro, or na'ase sanigoro kategoro. His defense, ultimately the mitzvah, which is normally there to defend an individual, ultimately becomes one's prosecutor. Ve'ina HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ela be'emunah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires ultimately, again, emunah, belief, v'chinu, omer, emunim lo tzer Hashem. Va'omer pishu sha'arim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. Va'omer enei b'ne'emane tzeh, b'ne'emane ares l'sheves imadi, va'omer enecha halo le'emunah. So we'll say the idea that the Ramchal is pointing out over here, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants most from an individual, is that an individual be trustworthy. That individual be a ne'emon. Va'af iov heyed alatzmo va'amar, im tita ashuri mini derech, va'achar enai halach libiu b'chapai davak mu'um. V'habit, yifi ha-mashal hazeh. Listen to the beauty of this mashal, writes from Chapech Kof Aleph. Kidima ha-gazel, ha-bilti nigla, kidavra ha-mistabek bi'yad ha-adam. That he compares gezel, that is not known, right? You go out and you steal something from someone, and it's not known. Like davar kidavra mistabek, like something that is attached, something that is in the hands of man. Sha'af api she'in ha-adam holich l'chatchila lito also, Vinishar Davik Me'ilav, Sof Sok Biyadahu. Even though it wasn't a person's intention to go ahead and take it, nevertheless it remains in his hands. Kain Hadavar Azeh, Sha'af Shalo Yihya Ha'adam Holeich V'Gozal Mamish, even though a person is not literally, doesn't have intention to steal, Kasha Hu Shiyihya Yodav Rekanios Mi'ona L'Gamre. We'll say that in life, even if it turns out that a person didn't have an intention to steal something, Lemaisa, it's very difficult to think that a person's hands will be cleaned from theft altogether. Meaning, what Ramchal is pointing out is that people steal in all kinds of ways. Yes, some people are mamish ganavim, but other people steal time. Other people steal resources. Other people steal feelings. People steal all kinds of things from the other. And that's why the Navi ultimately says that it's hard for a person's hand to be totally purged of theft. Amnam be'emes, and why does all of this happen? Because mostly what ends up happening is the eyes see something that someone else has and the eyes want it. As opposed to the eyes just simply leaving it alone. If someone else has it, it's fine, just let the other have it. The eyes see that someone else possesses the object, possesses the item. The eyes draw in the heart, and the heart begins to desire that which is not its, that which does not belong to it. And as a result, that heart desires, and only it's a matter of time until the actions, the body comes through and begins to act on those heartfelt impulses. Alkin Amar Iov Shulokin Asav Alohalach Liba Achar Inav Alkin Odavak Bekap Av Mum. Therefore, Iov says that he did not allow his heart to follow his eyes, and therefore, as a result, ultimately, no theft was to be found in his hands. Reina Beinyan Hal No Kamanakilo Adam Lispatos Likashel Kashelch Ori Roelo Sharoilo Lishtadol Yafo Sechoroso Beinyan Anoshim Ulihistakir Biegia Kapov. So we'll say, he gives a simple example of where theft often comes up in the realm of business. He says, oh no, right? So oh no literally means, oh no means, can mean literally mean overcharging. What it means is selling something in a way that's not fully, that doesn't fully represent what the item truly is. Meaning building, taking advantage by building something up to make it look much greater than reality it is. L'daber aliv akona, to speak to the heart of the purchaser in order that he wants to buy it. The yomru alze yesh zaras v'niskar v'yad charutz in tashir amnam im lo yedaktik v'yishko masav harbe hinei tacha schita yotzei choach. If a person is not careful with how he conducts himself in business, so instead of literally tacha schita yotzei choach, that instead of the wheat you'll get a thorn. Ki ya'avor v'nichshol ba'avon ha'ona. So the Torah says, remember again, if one is not scrupulous in his business dealings, it is very easy to get into the realm of onah. Now, also remember, onah is a technical prohibition where a person overcharges by a certain amount. But the idea that Ramchal is saying is that anytime you misrepresent something in an effort to go ahead and make the sale, ultimately that's onah. But Amru Zichron, bless you. Amru Zichron, mevracha. One is not permitted. One can't distinguish between Jew and Gentile, right? And even to go to mislead the Gentile is prohibited. Goes to the Pasuk in Sefanya. The remnant of Israel will not do anything inappropriate, will not speak falsehoods, and will not have any deceitful language found in their mouth. The Chaim Amru. Similarly, again, the Gemara says, Mefarkisin means you can't go ahead and polish up the utensils to make them look like new. The idea we'll say is that you can't misrepresent something. You can't mix, old fruit with new fruit in order to go ahead and make them all the produce look fresh. And you can't take better produce and mix it with inferior produce in order to make it look fresh as well. Afilu sa'a bedinar, afilu yafa dinar v'tarsis, lo ya'arif v'yim karim sa'a bedinar. Kol o sa'ela o sa'avel, karui chamisha, shemas, avos, sona, mishuka, eschem to eva. Now we'll say, now we'll stop over here for today, but again, understand what Ramchal is saying. What Ramchal is saying is, we'll say, people would look at this, and they could say to themselves, oh, that's business. What is business all about? I'm not a businessman, but what is business all about? Business is about taking your product and making it look like the best product there possibly is. And we'll say, I always find it amazing, I don't know if they have it anymore, but a while ago, they had it on on the New Jersey Turnpike, they had this billboard for, I think it's Hankook Tires. Is that the right? Yeah. Hankook.
Hankook.
No, it's Hankook.
H-A-N-K-O-O-K.
Hankook Tires. And the amazing part is, and just the nature of the ad is, first of all, of course, like every other piece of advertising, so it utilizes sexuality in some type of way, even though tires and sexuality, one would not think that they really go. But the amazing part is, you see the tire in Mamish, you feel like a person could feel I feel pushed, I feel like chaser. Whereas I don't have Hankooks, I don't even know what I have, right? But the idea we'll say is that Ramchal is saying is that a person has to be very careful. So there's we're going to learn this tomorrow, that there is a very fine line between being a shrewd businessman and being a ganav. person has something that's worthwhile that they want to sell, good. But a person, but to go ahead and make the item that I'm selling, make it look better than what it is, or make it look more important than what it is, or make it look more chashuv than what it is, says Ramchal, person has to be careful. That could already go ahead and get into the realm of gezel. Take it a step further. What Ramchal is saying is, and that makes a person into a dishonest individual. Because even if technically speaking, I'm not lying, I'm not technically misrepresenting, but if I'm not an emestic person in the way that I conduct myself, says the Ramchal, then ultimately that lack of MS will seep into other areas of my life as well. That's his whole point over here. So you could tell, you could have someone who says, oh, I'm a very shrewd businessman. There's an expression of this, right? You could sell snow to Eskimos. I just want to be clear. Being able to sell snow to Eskimos is not an accomplishment. That's not a good thing. I mean, I think somebody has to come up with a better term to show that someone's a shrewd businessman. Because if you're able to sell snow to Eskimos, what that's able to say is a person is able to be dishonest in some way and be able to give somebody something that they don't really need, but a person can convince them that they do need that. So that's dishonest. That's what Ramchal is saying. That's sheker. That's lying. So Ramchal says, but yet the Welt would say, oh, so shrewd, so good, so successful. Chal just says we have to be careful. And again, he's using gezel because this is something that we all encounter in one way or another. But the point that Ramchal is making over here is that this is sometimes the problem. Because sometimes the skill sets that perhaps allow us to be successful in certain areas of life are not the best skill sets. And therefore, a person has to be careful that ultimately, again, whatever skill set they're utilizing in life is upright, is yashar, is correct, is MS. Because if not, what it means is that there are certain latent imperfections and certain inappropriateness in my personality. And it's the midah of nikios that helps us try to identify those inappropriate little pieces that are inside and somehow try to purge them. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, page Kof Beis. And you'll stay tuned for the email in terms of what the schedule for Seth Sharma is going to be for the rest of the week. Not 100% clear yet, but we'll send it out today.